Welcome to Giants.com, and we're joined by the new Giants quarterbacks coach, Frank Cignetti Jr. And coach, I want to ask you a little bit about getting the opportunity now to work with Eli Manning and what you're looking forward to as far as getting to know him.
Well, I tell you, it's a great opportunity to work for the Giants, to work for Coach McAdoo, Coach Sullivan, get a chance to be around a pro like Eli. I'm just really looking forward to learning and growing with each other and getting back to football.
Your dad was obviously a very successful head coach, and you had a chance to work for your dad. What were some of the things that you learned from your dad that you've taken with you throughout your career?
I think the biggest thing I learned from my father was that it's about relationships, building relationships with the other coaches, with the players, trusting relationships. That's what you take with you forever. The other thing is that football is a game of fundamentals. You got to be a great teacher, a great communicator, and it all starts with the fundamentals of the position.
You know, you spent time at Rutgers, so you've been here in the New York metropolitan area. What is it about this area that you enjoy?
Well, we love New Jersey. When I say we, I'm talking about my wife and family. My wife's from Philadelphia. This is my third time in Jersey. My dad coached at Princeton at one time. I coach at Rutgers with Coach Schiano. We love being down at the Jersey Shore. We love being close to New York City. Our girls love being part of a cheer gym down in Freehold World Cup. So, you know, for the Cignettis as a family, it's a great fit.
So you come into a situation here with a quarterback that's been a two-time Super Bowl MVP. Obviously, he's done a lot of good things over the course of his career. What are some of the things that you want to bring to the table to take it to a whole new level?
Well, first it starts with relationships, you know, and then the fundamentals. You know, you work on the fundamentals every day, and then you take a look at the situational aspects of the game. You know, as an offensive staff, we looked at all the cut-ups, the situations. So hopefully we can take those cut-ups into the quarterback room and we can perform better in the green zone and third down and other areas, which will lead to success.
Also, you have a young player in Ryan Nassib who continues to develop. It's kind of a different situation working with him as opposed to working with Eli. What are the challenges when you work with a guy that has a lot of talent but it's unproven?
Well, first off, I'm very impressed with Ryan. Tremendous person, tremendous work ethic, tremendous talent. Really looking forward to working with him in the future.
This offense, Ben McAdoo's offense, obviously, with Mike Sullivan as the offensive coordinator. What are some of the things that you like about this offense and that you see even more growth in some of the success that they had last year?
Well, first off, Coach McAdoo's done a great job here the last 2 years. You can see that not only statistically, but with Eli's development. Myself, I'm really looking forward to getting back to my roots, back into the West Coast offense. You know, Coach McAdoo has done an unbelievable job building this offense, and I'm really looking forward to learning more of it and being part of it.
Coach Frank Cignetti Jr., welcome to the New York Giants, and
enjoy
the Jersey Shore.
You know it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Coach Frank Cignetti Jr., the quarterback's coach for the New York Giants.